DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
They say that diamonds are forever. How did I end up with counterfeit? Polished you off just to keep you little. And if diamonds last forever, how did I end up with rhinestones? And you'll never be nothing more than
sure you still trash.
Chanel bag, them red bottom shoes don't make you cute, no. Still ain't got a man, cause you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Take your bruises in your hands. You hiding about bills, and no scrubs. That's why you ain't found love. Cause you tripping, and you foolish. Get your shit together first. Cause you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Take your bruises in your hands. I came home, set that trap, put that key in front of your mask. I knew that you'd be there, felt like sex in the air. Locked the door, on the floor, screaming, give me more, and my Gucci throw. You looked me up and down, now you got this big old frown up on your face. But all you want is time for it, Saint Laurent. Vacations you ain't paying for, and back you know you can't afford.
But what?
He's a searcher's eye for something more. Something I can't be. Sorry. Sometimes I got a moan. I thought I had diamonds. And you're foolish,
yeah,
no shit,
yeah.
Cause you're trying to keep up with the Jones, hey, trying to keep the your room in your head. Jones is, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Nebraska. What's going on, everybody? It's Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. That was Antonio Ramsey. That song right there was called Trash. Kicking it off for you this Hump Day Relationship Wednesday. Pope Francis admits priests and bishops sexually abused nuns. Can you freaking believe it? Just when the Catholic Church couldn't get any fancier. Man, listen. This is 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Pope Francis admits bishops and priests sexually abused nuns. Plus, we're chopping it up with feet. This is crazy, y'all. All the way live from the other side of the ATL. Give it up for Hot Chocolate.
Hey, hey, I am on the other side of the A over here in the Buckhead Midtown area. Got the studios lit up, and it is a beautiful 65 degrees tonight here in the A to contrast your super cold Omaha, Nebraska weather.
Nobody asked you. All the way live from Columbia, Carolina. Damn it. Give it up.
What's happened? Well, to kind of piggyback off of hot chocolate, it was nice, balmy 79 degrees today in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gonna throw some hateration and holleration at her too? I'm the only one to receive some tonight.
Yeah. Well, to hell with both of you, because I didn't ask.
Well, damn.
You know, really did not ask you. Yeah. But teamwork makes the dream work, nevertheless. Pope Francis admits priests and bishops actually abuse nuns. I mean, listen, first of all, this is, I hope, not disrespectful to anyone, right? But I don't really get the whole Pope Mobile rock star life kind of thing. Like, I mean, you're the leader of thousands of molesters and rapists. I don't really get like what this whole Pope thing is about and why people fall out like he's Michael Jackson. We need to hold the Pope accountable because he's the leader of these parasites. I don't really get it. Most of these cats are so old and decrepit that it doesn't even matter anymore. But nevertheless, like, who's going to hold these people accountable? Like, come on, Catholic Church.
I, unfortunately, given the history that I've been exposed to with the Catholic Church and the molestation of so many young boys, I can't even say that I'm surprised. I apologize if I've offended anyone who's Catholic. I am not. However, that's been something that has been, in my generation, rumor and then confirmed here later on in my lifetime. But to hear that some of these nuns were held as sex slaves, bared children, in some cases were made to have abortions, like what part of the game is that?
And apparently it wasn't isolated to any one part of the country or the world.
No,
this was not just here in the United States, but this was a global issue, my friends. I mean, we're talking, you know, in the past year, there have been reports of abused nuns in India, Africa, Europe, not just North America, but also in South America. I mean, evidence that the problem is by no means limited to any one region. I mean, right now the Catholic Church has been juggling like rumors like up the wazoo, you know, over sexual abuses of minors at the hands of priests in the United States and abroad. I mean, I get the Pope acknowledging it, but I mean, come on, folks. Before you become the Pope, you were a bishop. Before you became the bishop, you were a priest. And before you were a priest, you were a boy in the Catholic Church.
A parishioner, right.
At some point, Mr. Pope, you had a clue. And, I mean, come on now. You don't wait till you become, you know, Pope Benedict the 108th, whatever the number is, excuse me, not being ignorant, you know.
I have a question.
Come on.
I have a question. Okay, so when did this Pope become the Pope?
I can't even tell you. But it was quite. It's been at least 10 years.
Okay. Well, my point to asking that question is, that clearly this was going on long before he took over the papal reins.
Absolutely.
So who's going to be held accountable for this is my question. Now we know about it. Okay,
that's the thing. That is the thing. I mean, to admit it is one thing, but I mean, but what do you do? You're talking about, I mean, betrayal like no other. I mean, like no other. I mean, and it's so confusing because, I mean, you're talking about, you know, old men who mess with little boys, and now you're talking about old men who mess with little boys and old ladies.
And
like,
what's going on? Not necessarily old ladies, because these ladies are bearing kids. So these are not old ladies. All nuns are not old ladies.
I just heard them. Yeah. Well, you know, I guess old is relative.
True.
Old is relative. Because I don't think there are too many millennials signing up to be nuns, damn it. So I think you have to be a certain age to even be, I don't know. Oh my gosh, 917-889-3936.
I don't know how it works either.
Hey, me either, man. We want to hear from you.
Listen, our listeners call and set us straight for everything else. Someone call and help us understand this, please. 917-889-3926. Press 1 to weigh in.
The thing about it, right, it's not possible for us to say anything offensive, right, because the reality is if you are a member of the Catholic Church, you should already be offended.
Long ago.
You should already be offended.
Be offended and
you should be offended.
How do you seek guidance in a church with so much chaos?
Yeah,
it's very troublesome. It's very troublesome. This is certainly something that, you know, in my opinion, would, as they say, shake your faith.
Yes.
You know, and I do understand. Listen, the church is just that place, all right? That place where sick people go. And you know, I don't think this is just isolated to the Catholic Church. I mean, there's a whole lot of shenanigans popping off.
In any denomination, in
churches, period, right?
Period. Yeah.
This is about trust. This is about trust, and I think even more so, it's about what you said, right? How do you really carry on, you know, when your faith has been shaken to the core by instances like this? Again, you know, this is not isolated just to the Catholic Church. I think in general, churches have tested our trust as parishioners.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, this is an interesting one. This is an interesting one. It's 8:13 here in Omaha, Nebraska, 9:13 in Atlanta. We're going to pause for the calls. And on the other side, we are chopping it up with Fee.
Hey.
Live from Columbia, South Carolina. Man, it's T. Muhammad Radio. T. Muhammad
Live.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs,
raw
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name it.
Hey.
Yo, those Henny wings was like that.
Those ain't. Yes. Those are not wings. Those are wangs.
Yes.
Wang.
So you
like
them? Yes. That sauce was on point, right?
Bomb. Z.
Glad to hear you. You took advantage of that recipe. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Yes. Get it. Well, tonight we're going to stay along the lines of some alcohol-infused items. Tonight I'm going to bring you guys my honey, whiskey steak tips. Mm-hmm. So delish. What you're going to need is 1/4 cup of packed light brown sugar, 1/3 cup of Jack Daniel's Tennessee honey whiskey, 1/4 cup of soy sauce, 1/4 cup of Worcestershire sauce. You know, I can never say that word. 1/2 teaspoon of red pepper flakes.
That word.
2 cloves of garlic mint. 2 pounds of steak. You can either use ribeye, sirloin, or filet, and you cut them into chunks. 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. 2 tablespoons of butter, divided. And 1/6 ounce package of mushrooms cut into quarters. And that's if you would like to utilize those. Now, in a medium bowl, you're going to whisk together your honey, your brown sugar, and your whiskey. You're going to then slowly pour in your Worcestershire sauce, soy sauce, red pepper flakes, and garlic. You're going to pour this all into a large Ziploc bag. Add your steak cubes and refrigerate for about 2 to 4 hours so that you can actually marinate the meat. You're going to then heat your vegetable oil, and 2 tablespoons of butter in a cast iron skillet over medium to high heat. Add your steak. You'll probably need to cook it about 2 batches because you want to make sure they cook evenly. Don't overcrowd your pan because it'll steam versus sear. Then you're going to remove from the pan, add your remaining butter to the pan, cook your mushrooms until they're brown, and oh my God, serve that with some rice, some pasta, by itself, absolutely amazing. Let me know how that turned out.
Now, what cut of beef for your steak are you using?
You can use either your sirloin, ribeye, or filet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any of those will actually work really, really well.
Okay.
Yep.
Not really
with
a
nice loaded baked potato.
I'll cook it for someone else. Not their sauce.
Oh, yeah, but you can actually use that sauce that I just said, put that over some
mm-hmm.
chicken. You know, I'm all about chicken. Or
make
it real sexy with some shrimp.
Now, yes. I'm all about
steak,
good crustaceans.
Or the shrimp. They chop it up with
mm-hmm.
feet every Wednesday right here on the Social Lab.
Long radio show. See him, live.
Hey, we're talking about Pope Francis admitting to the fact that there has been sexual abuse by priests and bishops in the Catholic Church of nuns. I mean, you know, we'd already heard about the little boys that the priests and the bishops have been sexually molesting. But how about the nuns? Shocking, I think, this week by the Pope. But, you know, but at the same time, not that damn shocking. You know, what are we to do? What are we to do? I'll tell you, the whole scene where, you know, people are falling out crying, I mean, chasing down behind the damn Pope mobile. The fact that there's a Pope mobile is just crazy to me. I don't get it. I don't get what the hype is over the Pope. And that's just me, right? I mean, he's not Jesus Christ. But I guess there's people who feel like, I don't know what the hype is about Jesus Christ. You know? And so, I mean, to each his own, right? But the Catholic Church is in trouble. Not that other churches and denominations aren't. The reality is I've never seen a denomination beat down so bad, as bad as the Catholic Church has been beat down over the years. What are we to do? Who is to be held accountable? It's very troublesome. We don't have the answers here, but it's certainly worth talking about, as this is just something that I think it's pretty shocking, even though we aren't that shocked.
It's shocking to hear, but, well, to me, it's shocking to hear, but not shocking to realize,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I know it makes a lot of sense. It, it, it makes a lot of sense. Again, we don't have the answers here, but we are never afraid to, you know, bring the headlines to the forefront. I mean, you know, I don't know a whole lot of Catholics. I do know some Catholics, but I don't know a whole lot of Catholics. You know, but I'll tell you something. For what I do know, right, I've never, and this is non-judgment. This is non-judgmental, but, you know, but what I know about the Catholic Church started back in Norfolk, Virginia, at a place called St. Mary's Cathedral, where they worshiped on Sunday morning, but guess what they did on Saturday night? In the same place where they worshiped on Sunday. They cut the rug, they threw back, you know, fifths of vodka, and they smoked it up. In the same place that they worshipped, that was odd to me as a kid, and I always thought something was wrong with that as a kid. But it was okay because guess what? I was not a Catholic. As I've grown up, it's gotten more interesting and more interesting. But again, I'm not being judgmental.
But I'm just curious as to what the backlash has been from the Catholic community since this has hit the fan. Like, has anyone come out and spoken aside from the Pope, or is it just kind of hush hush?
Tons of victims. Tons of victims.
Mm-hmm.
Are speaking out.
Tons. That's insane.
Yeah, that's insane.
Grown-ass people, like, coming out of the woodworks to talk about what these old, decrepit priests and bishops did to them. And many of them are dead and gone. So, you know.
There's no recourse.
There's no restitution, if you will. Right? I mean.
Right.
Okay, so why is it no restitution with them? But, you know, and I'm definitely not trying to overshadow anything, but why could someone like Bill Cosby have restitution? You know, why is he still able to pay for it?
They took action.
Right, prosecuted.
They took action.
But then, yeah, that's crazy.
They took action. So understand that there's something within the Catholic Church where they actually are responsible for holding themselves accountable, right? So it's almost like that separation between church and state. So if you think about it, like, this is probably the best way. So as civilians, if we get in trouble, we go to jail, right? Local or state jails. If you are in the military, you don't go to jail, you go to the brig.
Right. Okay. I got you. I follow you.
So in the church, right, in the church, you don't go to jail, you know, for the crime. They just move you around. All they've done all of these years was to move all of these pedophiles around, thinking that, you know, they were moving them away with ultimately no accountability. It's like a banana. Like, if you know, if a banana is going bad, you know, you can move that banana all around the damn kitchen, but that brown, nasty banana is still going bad.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop the fact that it's going bad. You can move it around, but it's still a nasty brown banana. That's how, you know, I look at these priests and bishops. They were just nasty brown bananas that was being moved around, and they really needed to be thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
That's really trifling. So are they not? Are they just now coming forward because the Pope spoke up, or were they already coming
forward?
What happened was that there were like many, many churches that all of a sudden found out what had happened, and churches started publishing the names of the priest that had been identified by parishioners. And I think once a couple of cathedrals started doing it, they started doing it all around the country, only to find out that this problem was indeed an epidemic. A situation that the Pope spoke of on Tuesday, it was a all-women's facility, you know, that ultimately was shut down due to the misconduct of women who had come up pregnant over the years and ultimately were being held as sex slaves.
Wow. And moreover, the Pope was aware of this.
Absolutely. It's not possible that he just found out on Tuesday. And we need to be a little more proactive and act like we have a clue. See, this is the issue that I have, and it has nothing to do with the Catholic Church, or the, but it has everything to do with, you know, individuals who sit up under leadership knowing that it's tainted, but we still sow, meaning we still give our money, even though we see things aren't quite right. We have a moral obligation. When we see something that's not right, we have to say something. Because if you don't say something and you know it's wrong, guess what? It means that you're okay with it. And if you're okay with it and it's wrong, now you've become an accessory. Because you got to speak out when you know something is wrong. And that's a real problem in the church. And it's not just in the Catholic Church. It's real prevalent in the Black church specifically. We will promote and support, you know, a preacher who we know sleeping with people in the congregation. We will support a preacher who we know is stealing, you know, from the treasury. We will support a preacher, you know, who has been adulterous to his wife, and we know it. Come on, folks. We've got to have some type of accountability in the situation, specifically as it relates to our children. You know, I mean, these children were thrown to the wolves in the Catholic Church. And we talk about the Pope and what he knew, but how many parents suspected something was wrong, but because it was the priest, because it was the bishop, we let it slide. And in turn, your child's life was turned upside down, with you sitting on the sidelines with your hands held high. Stop it.
Wow.
Stop it.
So I wonder how many people. Yeah, I'm at a loss, but I'm just curious, you know, if it's such a tight-knit cult, that's what I'm going to call it, how many people are just going to remove their kids from this generational curse? You see what I'm saying? So if it's been going on for this long, you now have generations that are sucked
Absolutely.
In. To this kind of foolishness.
Absolutely.
So are they now because all these people are coming forward?
Or will continue to perpetuate?
That's right. My point. That's my point. You know, are you gonna stay or are you gonna leave? You know, are you that devoted to this quote unquote Pope, this religion, that you're not gonna be able to see the evil, or are you just gonna remove yourself? I don't know. As a parent, I can't.
It's crazy. No, absolutely. It's craziness. Hey, we're almost out of time. We're back on Monday, 9 p.m. I mean, just prayers to everyone impacted by this devastating situation. And it is like a little cult. It is like a little cult. Hey, shout out to 21 Savage, picked up by ICE in Atlanta this week. I mean, just ridiculous stuff. We'll talk to you on Monday, 9 p.m. Take us home, ladies. Thank you.
All right, guys, we will catch you on the flip side. Hopefully, if you're in, you know, one of these southern states, you can get out here and enjoy some vitamin D. If you're not, you're, you know, in Omaha, Nebraska, you'll hurry up and fly it on back.
To hell with you.
Take it away, Hot Chocolate.
Yeah, go ahead. Right back at your ass.
Tired.
We'll be back on Monday. Good night.
DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM.